This is Annie Grace Wong. Wow, that was beautifully done, very dramatic, and I really liked the dynamics in that piece as you played Annie from soft to loud and back and forth. What was the name of that piece?
It's Beethoven's Sonata Opus 2, Number 1, and it is the first movement.
How long have you played piano?
For 8 years.
8 years, and you are 12 now, mm-hmm. So you started when you were 4. Do you remember when you began?
I'm not that clear anymore, but I know that I was like trying it out and like working hard and trying to make my pieces
good. Is there a piano in your house?
Yes.
So did you, before you took lessons, I'm assuming you took lessons, mm-hmm. Before you took them, did you try to play the piano? Walking up. So you started. Who have your teachers been?
My first one was Mrs. Carla Eisenberg, and my current one is Mrs. Marina Lupinacci.
And how often do you see Mrs. Lupinacci?
Once a week.
And are you practicing every day? I would imagine you play so well.
Mm-hmm.
When you practice, how long do you practice and what do you do?
For 2 hours, and I just like practice each piece, like what my Marina like tells me to fix, and then go over the whole piece to make sure I got it.
That must take a lot of patience, and it's 2 hours in a row?
Yes.
And do you do it at the same time every day, or how do you find? I mean, it's pretty. Usually, yeah. If you're 12, you're pretty busy. How do you find the time to do that?
I play some in the morning before I go to school, and then after school, I do the rest.
That makes sense. Is there anybody you would like to acknowledge or say hello to who might be listening or here?
I thank my teachers, my parents, and most importantly, the Pittsburgh Concert Society for giving me this opportunity to play here.
Well, and they do such a great job.
Yes.
Now, did you audition for the Concert Society?
Yes, I did.
And what was that like? What did you have to do?
Well, I have to, there was only me and the judge, so I have to go on the stage and then just play my pieces, and then the judge writes comments while I'm doing it, and then just go out and wait for the results.
And then how do they let you know? Did you have to wait a long time?
No, it was the same day. The results came out the same day.
Oh, that's good.
You get a phone call if you got in.
That must have been really exciting. Were you waiting for the phone to ring that day? How did it feel when you heard back from them?
Like very shocked, but very happy and excited that I got in.
That's great. Did you think you did well when you auditioned?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's sometimes tough. There are things I've done like that, not auditioning piano, but where I thought I did not a good job at all, but ended up being told I did a very good job, and sometimes the exact opposite, too, where you think, like taking a test, you think you did well and you don't. What else do you like to do in addition to playing piano?
I like to do math, reading books, and playing outside.
Excellent. What are you doing in math right now?
Algebra 2.
Excellent. That's great. Well, you've got two additional selections to share with us, and the next is from Chopin, right?
Yes.
Okay. Once again, we have for you, and bear in mind, forgive me for calling attention to this, Annie, but you're 12, and you're playing remarkably well. Here is Annie Grace Wong.
Thank you.
Annie Grace Wong, what a beautiful, just beautiful to hear you play. And that was a Chopin Fantasy Impromptu, right, from Chopin. And when you play, two things came to mind to me. The first one was it's as if your fingers are dancing. You really seem to have a lot of delight in going up and down. Do you feel that way as you're playing? Mm-hmm. And the second was just that you really, I don't know if I can say this exactly right, but that you're in control of the keys, that you're sort of masterfully in charge as you're playing. Do you feel that ever when you're playing either of those two things? I've always been curious about that. What advice would you have for somebody who might be learning now who's not enjoying playing that much?
Well, maybe like listen to other people and perhaps they might inspire you to work harder and perhaps pick some pieces that you like maybe.
Did you ever get frustrated? You
yes,
probably still do, but I mean, I'm sure you can cope with it better now, mm-hmm. but yeah. Were there times when you were younger that you wondered whether you wanted to keep going or not?
Yes.
How do you work through those?
Well, my parents support me too. Like, they say, like, keep going, you'll do fine, and, like, practice, like, more so, like, you can get better.
Yeah, that's really so important. There is two other things, actually, I want to ask you. One, you mentioned that you like to read before. Mm-hmm. Have you read anything lately that you really liked?
I like the Chronicles of Narnia, and I recently read The Lord of the Rings.
Excellent. The other thing I wanted to ask you is it's pretty much our last chance to talk on the radio mm-hmm. for today, at least. Is there anything else you wanted to mention that you haven't had a chance to?
Well, some advice would be like to persevere even though you think you're going to fail, but just keep practice because practice makes improvement, as the old saying goes. So that's all.
Great. Well, you've got one final piece. Can you tell me what it is before you play it?
It's Moskovsky Sparks, Opus 36, number 6.
And it's been a pleasure to have you here. It's Annie Grace Wong, who is in eighth grade. She's 12, and she's here with us as a Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artists Award winner.
Thank you.